Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Women's Weekly program, a program dedicated to women on this lovely hot Tuesday afternoon. I am Sister Mara and delighted to be in your company up to 3 p.m. this afternoon. Now here's what you can look forward to in the first segment. Tomorrow, being the 28th of October, is Global Pink Hijab Day, and we will be speaking to Humaira Jassat, who is the founder of Global Pink Hijab Day South Africa. And in the second segment, Sister Zahira from Helping Hands Loving Hearts organization will be telling us all about this Helping Hands Loving Hearts organization. So lots to look forward to in this afternoon's program. In the meantime, let's cross over to Humaira Jassat. Assalamu alaikum, Humaira. How are you this afternoon?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, and yourself, Sister Mara.
Alhamdulillah, all well, Humaira, and JazakAllah for joining us, and I'm so delighted to hear from you again.
Yes, I'm so excited. Actually, I just stepped out in a bit of quiet, in a quiet corner. I'm talking to you live from Cape Town. Masjid Al Quds has hosted a free Pink Hijab Day program, which is amazing because just over 1,000 women have attended this morning. And it was absolutely beautiful to see everybody come out in pink in celebration of Pink Hijab Day. So it's just a motivation forward that Johannesburg and all our listeners across the country can beat this and we can do it, hey?
Inshallah, inshallah. And you know, Humaira, just I think on Friday, my nieces at the Johannesburg Muslim School, they had Pink Hijab Day. And the way they formed the like a pink hijab, like a ribbon, you know, for cancer, it was absolutely beautiful. And I even put the pic on my Instagram account as well. And it was so well received by so many. But it was so beautiful, so astounding indeed.
Yes, absolutely astounding. The amount of women and amount of schools and madrasas and corporate companies that have come on board and participated in this project during October, and those that couldn't make it to allow the organization to be part of Pink Hijab Day tomorrow have done it before. Like you said, Johannesburg Muslim School did it last week Friday. So I'm so honored and privileged to be among such a devoted young, old, everybody has come out and participated in this Pink Hijab Day campaign. So well done to everybody, and inshallah, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody participate in the official Pink Hijab Day, which is tomorrow. And don't forget to hashtag Pink Hijab Day SA or even Pink Hijab Day. Post your pictures of you, your friends, your family on Facebook, Instagram, let social media, I think, broadcast to everybody what Pink Hijab Day is about. And don't forget to bring about dialogue as well on the hijab.
Mm-hmm, indeed, yes. I think that's most important is that the hijab. Hijab actually brings out the whole beauty of the Pink Hijab Day.
Yes, it does. Certainly. The Pink Hijab, we as Muslims, I think being part of the 21st century, we've given this opportunity to say what the hijab is about, talk about it, and bring about dialogue as well as about breast cancer. So as Muslim women, let's use this as a platform to say early detection saves lives. Muslim women are not oppressed, they're not naive, they're not uneducated by donning the pink hijab, by donning a hijab. So let's break down all these stereotypes and these barriers. And most importantly, you are beautiful. You can do this. Do it for yourself and do it in support of women of all different walks of life.
Mm-hmm. Humaira, you are the founder of Global Pink Hijab Day South Africa. What inspired you to actually, on this Global Pink Hijab Day?
I've lost a few community members with breast cancer, and I just found that every second person is being affected with breast cancer, roughly speaking. So why must we hide it under the carpet? Why must we sweep it away? Why not educate our mothers, our sisters, our aunts, our friends, and let women join this united plight? Because during the time of apartheid, they said, strike a woman, strike a rock.
Mm.
And here we are. In the 21st century, because a woman is the most powerful tool of a society, because without a woman, there's no family, there's no community. So let women be the drivers of this sort of campaign. And I wanted us as women to show the world, for Muslim women to join the United Flight. And we are standing in commemoration in support of breast cancer survivors and sufferers who are not only Muslim, but who are from all different walks of life. And it's a woman for women campaign mainly.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long has it been since your Global Pink Hijab Day South Africa?
It's been about 5 years.
And what activities and campaigns has taken place since then?
Sorry, Mark. Between 5 and 7 years. It started out in 2009. A lot has taken place, actually. We've collected blood and given them into rural communities. We go around doing breast cancer campaigns. I attend different functions all across the country yearly. I visit hospitals. I visit breast cancer units. I visit various oncology centers. Give motivational talks. So quite a bit has actually came out of Pink Hijab Day as such. So it's been a beautiful journey, and I'm hoping for the journey to continue forever.
Inshallah.
With many more successful fruits to be bared from this, and much more education to be spread across the country, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your recent projects, Humaira.
Recently, I've joined part of an organization called Purple Bandage in Roshni.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a humanitarian organization whose aim is to help humanity and help society and all those around us. So we do various food hampers, hospital visits, see to society, see to the needs of society and humanity, and try to bring a smile to those in need.
Humaira, and finally, what can one do for Pink Hijab Day? And also, what advice would you give to the listeners out there, to the sisters out there, on Pink Hijab Day?
Okay, let's stand up and before it's too late and do something. Do something, start off by doing something for yourself and your family, and education is key. Do your breast cancer checks. Do your breast cancer checks. Don't forget to have your yearly mammograms, etc. That's first and foremost. Secondly, try and spread the knowledge that you have to all those around you. If you don't have basic facts of cancer, breast cancer, get information from your local clinic. If you suspect anything, if you do your breast checks and you suspect something, go forward to your doctor. Rather be safe than sorry, because once again, early detection saves lives.
Mm-hmm.
But cancer is not a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to do tomorrow is to don your pink hijab, bring a long dialogue of the hijab and of breast cancer, and give some money, say a little prayer, and inshallah, may Allah grant shifa to all those that are suffering from any form of disease, cancer, etc.
Ji, Ameen. Humaira, jazakallah for joining us, and jazakallah for taking some time out to join us and give us more, advice and telling us more about this Pink Hijab Day South Africa. And all the best to you on your future projects as well.
Shukran, jazakallah so much.
Jazakallah, Humaira. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Bye-bye.
Well, that was Humaira Jassad, the founder of Global Pink Hijab Day South Africa. And tomorrow, being the 28th of October, is Global Pink Hijab Day. So wear your pink hijab and go out there and, lend a hand to those whoever has cancer, and, give them some advice, give them some inspiration, or just perfectly give them a smile as well. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Sister Zahira from the Helping Hands Loving Hearts Organization. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. On the line now, we're joined by Sister Zahira from Helping Hands Loving Hearts Organization, and it's also a non-profit organization. Assalamu alaikum, Zahira. How are you this afternoon?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah, Sister Amara, for having me on your show. Alhamdulillah, I'm doing very well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and jazakallah for joining me on this on my program this afternoon.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to be chatting with you today.
Jazakallah. Zahira, Helping Hands, Loving Hearts, when did it all begin?
About 3 years ago, Sister Amara, it started off by some individuals that like to remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
We started feeding at some masjids and musallas in and around Johannesburg, providing a little meal to the needy, because this was like the only nourishing meal that many of them were receiving.
Mm.
So, that's how we started, a little small, and shukran alhamdulillah, since then we've grown quite considerably. We've been feeding throughout the year, alhamdulillah.
Now, the name itself, Helping Hands Loving Hearts, how did it come about, Zahira?
The name is actually based on Sunnah, Quran, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. what Allah has commanded us to do, to always have a loving, helping hand to those in need. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wife, Sahaba, they were all compassionate and very loving towards their fellow beings, to Allah's creation. They always put the needs of others before their own.
Mm-hmm.
We try to encapsulate Sunnah and Quran into our name.
All right. And Zahira, take us through the initial stages of setting up.
You know, Alhamdulillah, I got involved when we were already set up, per se. We were already up and running. Even though it was unofficial, a group of friends got together. They started planning the feeding and they were running it through, through a little baki of theirs, cooking a little food themselves. The men were actually cooking food themselves and distributing, Alhamdulillah. And Shukran said, I took over when I got the easy part of it.
Mm.
So it was just merely a formality of doing paperwork and getting registered as an NPO, which we did, Alhamdulillah, at the beginning of this year.
Okay, Alhamdulillah. And then how many people are basically involved in this organization?
We have lots of people. Mm. Many friends, many families. We have, every day we meet someone new and they're like, can we please help you? We would love to be a part of it. And we open to everybody, Alhamdulillah. Allah is so great. Why limit it?
Mm-hmm.
And we always need extra help.
Mm-hmm.
So and many of us cheat.
You know, what kind of help do you need?
We always need financial assistance in order to carry out work, but that's not actually, you do the work and Allah provides completely.
Yes.
I have seen that on so many projects, Sister Amara, that we've done.
Mm.
You know, I always start and I'm like, oh my goodness, we need to find money to do some project or the other. And you know what, if your intention is right, Allah just provides it all. Everything falls into place.
Mm, absolutely, yes.
I think more than anything else, we would love for people to get involved. Where we have hands, we have volunteers coming in assisting us.
Mm-hmm.
It does get a bit taxing. We're quite a big group of people, but every single weekend there's not enough hands on board because we all have commitments with our families, etc.
Mm-hmm. What sort of charity work do you basically do, for the benefit of the listeners, Zahira?
We started off feeding during Ramadan,
mm-hmm.
and primarily that was what we did. We fed.
It was basically an iftar meal.
And it was an iftar meal.
Okay.
Since then, Alhamdulillah, we have grown. We do street feeds regularly. We assist the homeless. There's widows out there, sometimes they're unable to afford things. We help them with maybe groceries. We help the old age. We pay them a little visit, maybe a little manicure, or just a chat with them.
Mm.
These are things we do within our organization. It's not always about a plate of food. Sometimes they just need company.
Mm.
We go out to orphanages. We sit with them. We have a meal with them. We play soccer with them.
Mm.
All those kinds of things, we've taken off a family off the street, and we're looking at doing that more often. The homeless is, a real plight.
There's so many, you feel so sorry for them,
Your
heart goes out to them. Mm.
It's really sad if you see what's happening out there. And Sister Amara, I actually came in touch with it. More specifically, this Ramadan, my husband took me out after Taraweeh one night to do a feed on the street to the homeless people.
Mm.
And my heart just broke into 100 pieces. I was out with my kids, and when I saw it was cold, people are hungry, they're sleeping out there in the conditions that they're in. No bathrooms. It's just really sad. It's heartbreaking. We as a community need to get involved and do something together to eradicate that plight. Mm-hmm.
Zahira, take us to some of the empowerment programs.
Our empowerment programs, we've done a few with little kids and also with the homeless. And we, basically, empowerment is through education for us, but we're trying to empower them through Islamic education. if you can call it dawah,
yes.
by putting your faith in Allah and trusting Him alone. Only Allah is only a dua away.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a lesson for the children and the homeless, but also for our for us.
Mm-hmm.
Empowerment through dua is in its finest form.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually the biggest empowerment that we try.
Mm-hmm. And then also, Zaira, take us to some of the projects.
Alhamdulillah, we have been so fortunate and so blessed by Allah. We hosted a soccer fun day for a few orphanages.
Mm-hmm.
So we taught them about teamwork, you know, unity, strength. In unity is strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are all lessons we've actually learned. We learn from Sunnah.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a mother-daughter high tea in aid of Syria at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It was to make our Muslim women actually realize the high statuses that we as women in Islam have.
Mm-hmm.
And things like hijab shouldn't stop us from achieving our goals and being successful Muslimas.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a winter drive locally. We have done one for Syria. And we're actually having another upcoming cake sale this weekend with South African National Muslim Women's Forum.
Yeah, tell us more about that, Zaira.
You know, as I said, in unity is strength. And we thought, what better way than us as Muslimas uniting together
mm-hmm.
for one cause, which is the plight of the Syrians.
Yes. So, and I see you've got a Saving Syria the Sweet Way. So what's behind this campaign now?
You know what? We just decided we need some funds, we need to send some money to Syria,
mm-hmm.
and you know what, everyone loves their cakes at home. Unfortunately, look at the irony of it, you know, we doing it through such lavish means at home,
mm-hmm.
so that we can collect money and send it to those in need in Syria,
mm-hmm.
but we decided to do a big cake sale with lots of other organizations under the South African National Muslim Women's Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be on the 1st of November, which is this upcoming Sunday at around 9:30 until we sold out at Image Lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
The venue in Fordsburg.
Okay, so basically you've teamed up with the South African National Muslim Women's Forum.
See, we've done that, and our proceeds will be going to Al Imdad, and they will be distributing within Syria, within the needy.
Mm-hmm. Great. Zaira, still on the line, we're going to go for a short break. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the Helping Hands, Loving Hearts, and then maybe you can take us through some more of your projects and empowerment programs and your special moments as well. So stay tuned for that.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. And online is Sister Zaira from Helping Hands Loving Hearts organization. And Sister Zaira is actually enlightening us more about this organization. Assalamu alaikum, Zaira, and welcome back. Zaira, before the break, you were telling us that Helping Hands Loving Hearts has actually joined hands with South African National Muslim Women's Forum on Saving Syria the Sweet Way. And if you can just repeat that campaign that they're having again.
See, you know, we are doing a cake sale in aid of Syria, and in unity is strength. So again, we thought, what better way than to join with and unite with our own sisters from other organizations to raise some money so that we can send for Syria and ease their plight for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be taking place this Sunday at Image Lifestyle in Fordsburg at 9 in the morning, a lovely cake sale throughout the day, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Zaira, are there any major challenges you face while assisting the orphans, the elderly?
You know, Sister Amara, I think a major challenge we face when we visit them is that all they want is company.
Mm-hmm.
All they want is to feel a part of something again. And it's so sad to actually see that we put our elderly into homes, we forget about them,
mm-hmm.
we do a weekly visit, and we think that's enough. Islam doesn't teach us to abandon our young and old.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches us to show compassion and kindness to them.
Mm-hmm.
We need to actually go back to the roots of our religion and start afresh and see where we're going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If we're doing this to our elderly, what are we teaching our children?
Exactly, yes.
And, you know, how are they going to then treat us?
Mm.
Would it satisfy us as parents to know that our children will one day put us into homes and forget about us?
Mm.
So that is the biggest challenge we actually faced with.
And it's really sad, you know.
It's heartbreaking. Mm. You know, we go to some homes, Sister Amara, and we see these lovely, lovely ladies. And when we sit and chat to them, they've got so much to chat about. And we take our children with because we are family orientated. And, you know, they'll be all over our children. All they want is a little bit of attention from their family, their grandchildren. Even if you're not talking to them, you're just sitting with them in the room, it makes them feel so good and part of something again, something whole. You know, they just sit, some of these ladies, shame, they just sit in these old age homes in front of the TV the whole time, and they're just staring blankly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the most heartbreaking thing to see.
Mm.
Can I tell you, whenever I go, I don't ever leave dry-eyed.
I can imagine.
See, it's really heartbreaking to see that.
Sure.
So, you know, inshallah, Allah actually soften all of our hearts.
Inshallah.
Make us open our eyes to see what we are doing wrongly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed, yes. Well, we'll open the lines to listeners. You can even interact with me on calling in live, and you can perhaps, you know, ask Zaira questions, or maybe just interact with us on this interview. And it's to call in 011-854-1548. Brother Usama is waiting to take your calls. Then you can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. You know, it really brings tears to one's eyes thinking that the elderly are put into the old age homes, and, you know, they're just basically left there, not to taken care of. And like you guys are doing such a splendid job, going out there, seeing to their needs, feeding them, and just providing them with a little bit of company, Zaira. So I reward you all, you know, and all those organizations, you know, that's taking care of the elderly as well. So it's really sad. I think maybe what happens when they actually fall ill, they need company, they need support, they need help.
100%. That's all they need. They need company more than anything else.
Mm.
Even if you just sit in silence with them, can I tell you, it makes them so happy.
Mm.
You don't even have to have conversation as long as they have company. That's all it is that they want.
Mm-hmm. And you work with only like orphanages and old age homes around Johannesburg, or do you go out of Joburg?
No. You know what? At the moment, we have been based in Johannesburg. Our organization is based in Johannesburg, so we're in and around Johannesburg. We've been to just out of Johannesburg, Midrand, Lodium, around those areas. But nothing further. Inshallah, with time and as we grow, and with assistance from many volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And tell us about the orphans, Zahira.
You know what? The orphans are amazing. Can I tell you, when we go there, they are so welcoming. They have the biggest smiles on their faces. All they want to do is play with the kids. And all they want is love. They want is love. You know, when we go there, all they do is they hug you, and they're so happy that you come to visit them and that they're not forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks our heart to see that there's so many children out there that are orphans.
Mm.
You know, if only we could take them all in.
Yes. And then, you know, we spoke about the orphans now, the elderly. What about the homeless and the street children, you know?
You know what? That is so sad.
Really,
Sister Amara, I don't even know what to tell you. The children on the street, I can't say there's nothing you can do for them, because, you know, there's always hope. If you believe in Allah, there's always hope. Allah can take you out of the worst situations. But it's so heartbreaking to see these children living on the street, sniffing glue, begging, stealing, living in the unsavory conditions that they are, on the street, in the ice cold. You know, without proper sanitation, it's heartbreaking. There's no other word I can use. I wish there was something else I could say.
Mm.
But there's nothing else that I can say that, you know, that can actually make you envision.
And then again, you know, maybe you can just throw some light on how you find the homeless and how do you assist them?
You know, Sister Mara, you don't actually need to go out looking for them anymore. There's such an influx of homeless around us. If you drive out of your home, the next street, there's homeless people living.
Yes.
Almost every street corner.
Mm.
You know, we take them a little plate of food regularly. We do street feeds, and that's how you get to meet with them, chat to them a little bit. And actually, the only assistance we can give them is not even the plate of food. it's to constantly be reaffirming their faith in Allah and reminding them of Allah and to be giving them da'wah. At the end of the day, it's not us that help them. Everything is from Allah. All the help that they'll get is from Allah, but they need to actually turn to Him.
Yes. And now, Zaira, share with us some of your special moments experienced thus far. You know, when you started this whole organization called Helping Hands, Loving Hearts.
You know, Sister Mara, I think the most special moment was in Ramadan. My husband actually took me to do a street feed, as I mentioned a little earlier. After Tarawih, he used to do it, and he told me, why don't you join me? And we took our kids along, and we went to feed on the street. And we had winter hampers also ready at the time, and he told me, just grab a few along and bring them with. And we met a few of Muslim people living on the street, and I got off to give them one of the winter hampers. And the one was the lady, the person I gave it to was actually a lady, so I went up to her and I gave it. And I stood with her while she opened the sack and she went through everything. There were socks and beanies and miswaks and things like that in there, lovely blanket and scarves. But she picked up the bar of soap. And the look on her face brought such tears to my eyes. I can't even reiterate how special a moment it was for me.
And that bar of soap meant so much for her, you know?
Just the bar of soap and the look on her face and how she lit up when she saw it. We take so for granted our cleanliness.
Yes.
You know? And we've been working with the same family, so alhamdulillah, she was pregnant. We found out after Ramadan that she was pregnant. And we had discussed with our organization that we need to, you know, get them off the street and help them to a home and things like that. And so alhamdulillah, we got them off the street into a home, and the day we picked up this lady, she went into labor. And she gave birth, alhamdulillah, to a lovely baby girl, mashallah. But, you know, the most eye-opening thing about this was that baby was born on a Friday night. She was from a homeless background. Her parents had absolutely nothing. Allah brought this baby into this world with such barakah that by the time baby was discharged from the hospital and went into a home with her parents, within 24 hours, this baby had everything that every mother dreams of for her baby. The beautiful clothes, the cots, the car seats, the pram, shoes for her baby. I mean, branded clothing. What an eye-opener personally to see Allah's hand at work. We put so much into our worldly things. If only we put half of that energy into turning to Allah. You know, Allah is always looking out for us. This was just the most special moment that I personally have experienced. I'm sure everyone in our organization will have a different story that touched them. But this really tugged at my heartstrings.
Alhamdulillah. And, you know, it's so, you know, I just listen to all the stories, you know, it's really amazing. Alhamdulillah. Now, Zaira, relief work, empowerment projects all take lots of time. So how do you balance it with your personal time?
Oh, Sister Amara, I can't take any credit solely for the work that Helping Hands, Loving Hearts do. Alhamdulillah, I have such an amazing team. They are also giving of their time, their energy, their money in supporting us. We are so family-orientated. We encourage all our members and our volunteers to bring along their kids, their wives, because what better way to spend quality time with your family, firstly? It's something we all struggle at, to, you know, make time to spend with our families. So, and we still need to give back to community. So at the same token, we are instilling what's important in our children's lives. We're doing a little bit of community, and we're spending time with our families. After all, as parents, we need to emulate what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did and lead by example. And alhamdulillah, we're trying slowly, but we're trying to do that with this.
And do you have any ideas for any more upcoming projects or campaigns that you perhaps have in mind?
You know, Sister Mara, you know, the plight of the homeless is something that's touched my heart personally. And there's such a great need for it, for everybody homeless. it starts with sanitation. You know, we go to them, we personally. I mean, I meet people on the street, and I tell them, you know, don't forget about Allah. Don't turn, don't stop turning to Allah.
Mm.
But then I look at their conditions, and I see that they don't even, I ask them, do you make your salah? What is your excuse for not making your salah?
Mm.
But then I realize, I'm shouting at these people and asking them to make salah. We don't offer them the basic necessity, which is a bathroom or a toilet on the street. So, you know, they are struggling in that department. How do they keep themselves back? So, a project I think that's long-term for Helping Hands Loving Hearts is we looking at trying to maybe bring about something with regards to sanitation for them on the street. So at least they can keep their cleanliness. Something so important, cleanliness, tahara, part of our iman.
Yes.
So that is our long-term goal, inshallah. We have little goals, you know, projects here and there every month, every 2-3 weeks. But this is, I think, our long-term goal, which takes up a lot of time and energy and planning and resources. So we, you know, we need a lot of people on board.
And then you actually make up hampers, you know, do you make up hampers for the orphans, for the elderly, and for the street children, for the home? What type of hampers do you actually make up for them?
So it's totally dependent on what we're going out for. You know, if it's the orphans and things like that, maybe it's a little toy, it's sweet. If we're doing like a little empowerment program, it's got things to do with balls, bandanas, things that they will use once we leave. With regards to like our winter drive, we put in blankets, socks, beanies, scarves, gloves, miswak. We've tried with our winter drive to explain to people how to use the miswak, because we want to also revive the sunnah. We put in a soap, a roll-on. You know, whatever you might need immediately, we try to think of what we need in our homes, and we try to build a hamper around that. When we go to visit old age homes, you know, we sit with the old age people, we ask them, what would you like to receive? You know, then they'll tell you. We regularly get hampers from certain places. They bring us lots of these items. But specifically, we don't get meat regularly, so meat is a luxury. Fruit is a luxury for us. Toiletries are expensive. Our pension doesn't really cover that much. So, you know, some months they go with and some months they go without. So we try and take those things into consideration, put a little chocolate for them as a treat, maybe a roll-on, a lotion, a toothpaste, you know, things like that, Samara.
Now, what advice would you give to someone who wants to perhaps do something similar?
Advice.
There's
such a great need out there for everybody. We need, as individuals, need to realize our blessings and ni'mat of Allah. We have so much of our Allah in our lives. Yet we have more complaints and excuses than anything else. We must make shukr for every one of Allah's bounties bestowed upon us. So if, you know, anyone wants to do something similar, join up with your local organization. It's such rewarding work. We don't choose to do the work of Allah. Allah chooses us to do His work. You know, I say, please, offer your assistance. You don't have to do it regularly, but every little bit, even if it's just your hands that you have to offer some assistance, please, it means a lot to organizations. They can all do with extra assistance.
Now, also, if anyone wants to join and assist Helping Hands Loving Hearts or assist in the projects, who do they basically contact?
They can contact myself, Itzahira. I can give you my number, which is 082-077-1999.
Okay.
Or you can contact Yusuf, and his number is 082-888-1440.
Okay.
And we welcome anybody to assist us. We love the extra hands. We like one big happy family, and we're constantly meeting new people as we go along the way. So everyone is welcome to join us.
And I guess you probably got lots and lots of volunteers also assisting in different types of projects, different types of campaigns as well.
Gee, alhamdulillah, you know what? Everyone's not, as I said earlier also, everyone's not available at the same specific time. And because the work needs to carry out continuously, we're always in need of him. So we try and work also on a little bit of a roster where people are available to help us. Then we can go ahead with a certain project. This is where, Amara, lots of extra volunteers make a difference. You know, to offer their time, because everyone's not available all the time to assist.
Yes. Any of your upcoming projects that you probably want to actually share with the listeners out there?
Well, right now, Sister Amara, I'm pleading with everybody to please support our cake sale this weekend. It's in aid of Syria. We are sending the money through with Alimdad. We'll be purchasing locally in Syria and distributing there. So please, if you can make it, please come and support us. We really appreciate it. It's at Image Lifestyle on Sunday, the 1st of November at 9.
And also, you know, Zaira, is this your first project that you're actually teaming up with another organization?
It's not. We have worked with Harun Osman and Abdul Manak with our empowerment program. But this is, our first big one, which is South Africa National Muslim Women's Forum.
Yes, Zaira, Jazakallah so much for joining us and giving us more, to enlighten us more on the great work Helping Hands and Loving Hearts are doing. And we wish you all the success, take you from strength to strength, and, you know, reward you for all your good work, all your volunteers, whoever is involved in all the organizations, not only yours, but so many organizations are out there helping the poor, helping the homeless, the orphans, the elderly, and even those helping, our people of Syria, the Muslim, our brothers and sisters of Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, even now with the recent, there was an earthquake in Pakistan, and I'm sure most of these organizations will start going there and offering their relief aid. So Allah reward you in abundance. Ameen.
Ameen. Jazakallah, Sister Amara, for taking time out of your busy schedule to actually speak with me. It is so much appreciated. May Allah reward you so abundantly for giving us the opportunity and the platform to actually tell people about the work we do.
Jazakallah so much to you, Zaira, and you enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, it was Sister Zaira from the organization called Helping Hands, Loving Hearts. And if you need her contact details, it's 082-077-1999. That's 082-077-1999. From me, Amara, inshallah, back with you on Thursday morning with Adikari Jai Prime. And we're doing on seafood, all about seafood, all about fish, different ways of cooking, baking, grilling fish, lovely recipes, also different marinades as well. And we've got a lovely fish masala recipe to share with you as well. So from me, Amara, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.